The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nikki Thunder at KCHE Cherokee and Mike Hohenbrink from the Kalmar Courier. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thanks, Senator. Could you go ahead and describe the Biden fentanyl plan?
Well, it's not much of a plan. What we have to do is continue scheduling it as Schedule 1, and they wouldn't have mandatory sentencing, or they would reduce minimum sentencing for fentanyl sales. We've got an October 22nd date coming up that if we don't reauthorize the legislation and it's not Schedule 1 category, it's going to open the door up for even more fentanyl coming in from China. Let's go to the courier.
Senator, Afghanistan remains in the news currently. In your thoughts, what should be done, if anything, to aid the domestic Afghani resistance movement?
Well, presumably, this administration is not inclined to help. They've had such a destructive program that didn't even get all the Americans out. All this problem rests on how they handled the last few days of getting people out. So if there's some resistance and we could help, I would think that we ought to be helping. But it's my understanding that where there is resistance, that it's surrounded. In other words, they can't get help in from other countries into get help in there, and it's practically impossible to get help in. That's my understanding of the area of Afghanistan that's still left with some resistance. Cherokee?
You know, this weekend marks the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Is there anything that you could recap over the last 20 years and where we're at today?
Well, it looks like where it all started in Afghanistan, it could all start over again with the Taliban in control of the country, with Al-Qaeda being there, and Al-Qaeda was the brains behind what happened on September the 11th. So I think the short answer is, if we aren't careful and on top of everything, things like that could happen again. So we're going to have to be very vigilant about the future, both from the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency, on staying on top of where the sort of terrorist activity could happen against individual Americans or big groups of Americans, or even the potential for another 3,000 people to be killed as was killed on 9/11. So it's a tribute to this president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan on the last days there that we weren't more careful in how we were doing things. Like, we shouldn't have shut down Bagram Air Force Base as airport is just one example. Courier?
Senator, related note then, with China making overtures to the Taliban, how can we head off China as a rival, especially with regard to any potential moves on Taiwan?
If you follow the recent political moves in Japan, Japan's taking a whole new approach to what they are going to do militarily in that part of the country, because their constitution has kept them from doing anything other than just defensive stuff. So you have three or four people running for prime minister of Japan, and they're concerned about Taiwan and how they might react to China versus Taiwan is central to who may be the new prime minister. Then in addition to that, you got the group that we call the Quad, South Korea, India, Australia, and the United States. Japan's not in that right now, but they're talking about joining that group. That would be another evidence of what can be done about China and Taiwan right now. In other words, getting the countries in that part of the world united in counteracting China vis-a-vis Taiwan. Cherokee?
Senator, a while back, Senator Chuck Schumer talked about a cannabis bill. Could you tell us where that stands today?
Well, I don't think it's going to get 60 votes to move in the United States Senate. He'd like to legalize it or decriminalize it, but I don't think it has a chance of moving. I know Senator Feinstein's very much opposed to it. I'm opposed to it. I'm not opposed to industrial hemp. I'm not opposed to medical marijuana, but I think it would be a shame to legalize marijuana nationally unless we had proof that it didn't lead to stronger drugs, and I don't think we have that proof. Courier?
Senator, Texas has recently managed to grab the nation's attention with its so-called heartbeat bill. Other states are eyeing the possibility of something similar. Speaker Pelosi has raised the idea of congressional action. Your thoughts?
Well, she could do it, but it would never get 60 votes in the United States Senate, so I don't think it has a chance of passing. I'm pro-life. I've been that for my entire political career, at least since I cast my first vote in 1972 when the Iowa legislature had a consistently pro-life vote, and obviously I would not support that move.
All right.
Cherokee?
Okay, yeah, and after 41 consecutive years of touring Iowa, all 99 counties, let's recap the month as you finished up this last round, and what are concerns from your constituents?
Well, recently, Afghanistan, over the long haul, biofuels, over the long haul, trade, Social Security, Medicare, rural health care, the budget deficit. You know, it's impossible for me to say. I think those wouldn't be the only things to come up, but those are the predominant things.
With regard to upcoming, we've seen a lot of interest politically. We've also had recent visits to the area. Have you given any further thought to whether or not you will seek re-election?
Yeah, almost every day I'm giving thoughts to it because it's a big decision to make. And I've got to make a decision before November the 1st, and it may be sooner, but it's something that I'm talking to my wife about, my five kids, not talking to my grandchildren about it, but listening to the people of Iowa, and I get a lot of encouragement to run again, but it's a big decision, and so I'm not prepared to decide right now, and we'll have to do it very short. It's getting longer. And then before, if Cherokee's still on there, a couple other things that I should have mentioned was immigration and the shortage of workers. In other words, almost every town you go to, you had we want to hire signs. We've got job openings, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, you folks have all been very good in talking to me. Hope I answered your questions appropriately and invite you back another time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.